Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 10 days ago, not one, but two devastating fires hit the Syrian refugee settlements in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says they work alongside local churches in Lebanon and partner with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. He says rebuilding has already started with the help of faith-based groups, but the survivors are a grieving community. So Tom asks you to pray that the responding believers
be able to slow down long enough and to be compassionate enough to listen to the people and really minister to them through this latest trauma of these fires. The other thing that we can pray for is for the church in Lebanon to keep doing what it's doing so well right now as it ministers to Syrian refugees.
And finally, on a lighter note, a significant population is about to gain access to the gospel. Rob Myers of Door International.
And we're excited that 1.9 million deaf people in Nigeria will have access to this significant portion of scripture, first-time access for many of them.
Did you know there are 70 million deaf people worldwide?
The mistake that we often make is we think that a deaf person, because they can see, they can easily read. In fact, unlike any other child, like a blind child who may have a disability but still have all access to language that's going on around them, deaf children don't have access to that language, and therefore they end up in a completely different language group, and we need to provide them resources in their heart language.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.